Supergroups have a long tradition in popular music. The Highwaymen, the Three Tenors, the Wu-Tang Clan. Recently, a group of established indie rock musicians put their own spin on the tradition. They cheekily call themselves Monsters of Folk, and they've just released their debut album. Critic Will Hermes has this review.
As a rule, I'm not a fan of supergroups. They usually water down individual visions without nailing down a collective one, and most pop stars aren't so good at sharing the spotlight. But when I heard that Connor Oberst and Mike Mogus of Bright Eyes, Jim James of My Morning Jacket, and solo artist M. Ward were teaming up, I figured, okay, I love their work separately. With any luck, it'll be, maybe a Traveling Wilburys. Turns out, these guys are in Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young territory.
It's a road that you paved over Indian graves, and you wonder why your dreams are crazed. So you cling to your wife, your kids, and your life. There's nothing that you're gonna say. Put the razor to your face, hot water for a shave. Kill the shadow of yesterday. Clean shirt, clean pants, clean slate, second chance. You're going by another name. Some far off feeling, up close kind of ache. That instant karma always comes to
Okay, maybe Monsters of Folk are more disaffected than Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and perhaps a little less polished. But like many of the year's outstanding indie rock records by Grizzly Bear, Animal Collective, and Dirty Projectors, the warmth and power of vocal harmonies are central to the Monsters of Folk record, and not in any single way. The men may be folkies on one song, rockers on another, and at one point, they do a halfway decent impression of The Impressions.
Well, I've been thinking about, and I've been breaking it down without an answer. I know I'm thinking aloud, but if your love's still around, why do we suffer? Why do we suffer?
Beyond the singing, Monsters of Folk have three of rock's best songwriters working at the top of their game. Some songs have one man's imprint, like this one with lead vocals by M. Ward.
Roll on, oh little train. Brake man, blow your whistle, throw your weight upon the chain. Oh, make way, whatever will be, will be. For the sad man, the brave man in me.
Other songs seem like real collaborative efforts, and they work a few thematic threads. One is the idea of God, and another related theme is war.
Sweet soldier boy, the speaker's bleeding. He hears his master's voice. Do you hear? Master's voice calling like the lady. Sirens call.
Monsters of Folk might be addressing big themes, but there's little certainty in their lyrics. In that way, they feel less like a supergroup and more like, I don't know, a therapy group, although far more musical than any of the ones I've been in.
Will Hermes reviewed the eponymous debut album from the supergroup Monsters of Folk. You can hear tracks from the album at nprmusic.org.